welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron. We are on the sixth issue of this Crisis on Infinite Earths story arc. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last 5 to 6 episodes.
Yeah, just leave it at that. The pre-episode.
Yep. And we start out this episode kind of where we left off. We are introduced to the Anti-Monitor. I like how it's like, the Monitor is dead. Long live the Monitor.
Yeah.
That kind of situation.
And then
I like his suit here too. It looks just like the Mother, only more mechanical.
Robotic. Yeah. Less human.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is actually, you know, it's okay. Basically they're
they're the opposite of each other.
Yeah.
We'll get into that more in depth later on.
Was it the next issue or the issue after that?
I think it might be the issue after.
Okay. Anyways, but, here we've got Psycho Pirate and he's like, please let me do what I wanted to do. And, the Monitor's like, you know what? All right, I'm going to supercharge your powers, and you're going to control the emotions of 3 Earths.
Yes. Which you thought... Psycho Pirate thought 1 Earth was... Well, he didn't even control the Earth, but just a few people were a powerhouse to him. This is 3 Earths he's now in control of? Fuck, dude.
So basically what happens is all the superheroes start fighting. Well, okay, let's go back. Start with this first. The attack on the...
The Monitor satellite is still going on. It's starting to come apart, and it's very apparent what's going on. I think both Alex and Harbinger know that they don't know it's the Anti-Monitor yet, but they know it's not our Monitor, is what's going on, how he's attacking and destroying everything.
Pride disappears
because there's always a new threat, bigger threat.
And basically, they warp everybody off of...
Alex uses the last little bit of his power to... No, sorry. He's starting to use... He's going to try and use his last little bit of power to get everybody... Save everybody.
And Harbinger's like, nope, I gotta do this.
Like, fuck you. I killed the Mother. I gotta save everybody.
I gotta make reparations.
So she does.
She does. And it turns her back into Lila.
Mm-hmm.
And then the satellite explodes.
Boom. We get a quick page here of the Atom... Different Adam than the one we know. JSA Adam. Ted Grant, who is also Wildcat.
Yeah.
Well, from JSA. Yeah, he got injured.
He got both his legs broke.
I think in the issue prior. I think when everybody was...
It was the lightning. It was during a Red Tornado's attack.
Okay, thank you.
He was trying to save somebody. He got hit with the lightning and broke his
trying
legs.
Trying to save a kid.
Yeah.
He was trying to save a kid.
Yep.
Of one Yolanda Montez. Trying to save her kid, I think. Or
no, she ended up saving the kid that he... Well, he saved the kid, and then she caught the kid as he dropped.
Okay.
And he was like, did the kid at least make it? And
he's
like, because
he's a hero.
Yeah.
But apparently...
You ain't got no legs.
Yolanda knew Ted, or they sparred, or they did something. They have a connection.
She's been following him.
Well, they had a connection. They did something together. Not that. But what ends up happening is that she has powers as well, apparently. And now that Ted Grant is out of commission, she's going to try and find a way to make it up to her.
Ted Grant never actually had powers, right? He was just a...
So there is some contention to that. Because this is set in 1942, they're just old men having...
Midlife crisis?
No, not midlife crisis. they're trying to do good.
Gotcha.
It is stated when everything merges together that because JSA comes to Earth 1, so they've got JSA and JLA operating at the same time. But the JSA still operated in 42, and yet they hadn't changed the age. There was like some magic spell that I think Dr. Fate put on them that gave them the strength and youth and everything, all of them. So he doesn't have powers per se here. Outside of his normal speed and accelerated speed. I don't know. I don't want to fight against a 50-year-old MMA guy. He'll still kick my ass.
Exactly. But anyways, it's not really important to the story anyways. It's just kind of setting up for the next whatever.
Wildcat. Yeah. And that's going to be Yolanda. She's going to take up the mantle.
So then we go to Lex Luthor.
Well, we get a quick page of Brainiac abducting Lex Luthor
into his tentacle porn worthy
ship. I know for a fact, talk about earlier with all the companion pieces, there is a issue where Superman is fighting. Oh, yeah. See, mine doesn't
He doesn't have that.
Yeah. Superman is fighting Lex, and then Lex just up and disappears. It's because of this. Brainiac, abducts him. So what we have going on here is
all the superheroes that weren't part of Harbinger and Monitor's plans.
All the ones that were on the ship that Alex and Harbinger brought up.
Yeah. Weren't affected by Psycho Pirate's emotional
takeover.
Yeah.
That sounds about the best way to say it.
So, like, you get this big version of Harbinger in the background where she's apparently doing something.
Yep. We don't know
yet. We don't know yet what. But then you've got superheroes being attacked by other superheroes.
Yeah. Ultimately, what it is each, there's like a little bit, like a small group that goes to each of the remaining three Earths. They are there to try kind of help people. While they're there, though, because Psycho Pirate is taking control of everybody, he's making all of the heroes that were on those Earths before the other groups came attack the other group out of fear. They keep on saying, oh, you guys are the reason our planet is dying, so we have to kill you. But at the same time, they're making them, all of them, rush, and the people itself, rush into the antimatter. And it's a big old, there's a couple, like, I know Blue Beetle and The Question know that what they're doing is wrong, but they can't stop themselves. Whereas there's others who, like Uncle Sam and the Freedom Fighters, who just can't control themselves. And, you know, ultimately we just get, we do make a jump to Atlantis with Aquaman and a couple of, like, Aqualad and Tula and Lori Lamaris.
Some Aqua people.
Yeah. I point this out because they are doing something. And as they are swimming away, we've got Ocean Master and Black Manta staring on at them.
With Dolphin staring on at them.
Yeah, and then Black Manta and Ocean Master disappear in front of her.
Yep.
So,
it says you can see JLA numbers 242 and 243 and the Aquaman miniseries. So did Aquaman not have his own?
Not yet. Gotcha. Not he did, but then I think they
canceled it and then started.
Yeah, brought back. Gotcha. After Crisis, they bring back a lot of
ones that they had stuffed before. Gotcha.
And they change everything, new number one, stuff like that. Let's see here. We go to, let's see, Earth S, more heroes fighting with the Shazam family.
Which is really humorous, actually.
You didn't like Uncle Dudley?
That was what I thought was kind of humorous.
I'm glad they got rid of him. Not gonna lie, he seems like a whatever. Whatever. What ends up happening, though, as this is all going on, we've got Harbinger, like, kind of moving and kind of, I get the background, giant Harbinger. Yeah.
It's like an over image of her.
Yes.
What
ends up happening is Harbinger, like, sucks in all the Earths to where Earth 1 and 2 were. So now
there are five Earths that are going to be taking up the same space.
Yep, they're all merging together. They're five universes, if you will.
She's slowed down the vibrations, right, enough to keep them from actually destroying each other for now.
But if they still are in a spot where they could easily get blown up quick, like they may have stopped the anti-monitor from getting these universes, but they're still in danger. Like, they're not safe. They need to still figure this shit out. At the very end of all this, we've got Yolanda becoming
Wildcat,
and that's kind of it for that one. I knew she became Wildcat in this book because I've read this a few different times. It's been a bit. I never saw her show up in the books, like comics afterwards.
So
I could have just been missing those issues. I also don't know. You've got some more things at the bottom than I do.
It says, next, double-sized dynamite, one that you've been demanding. The origin of the Monitor, the origin of Pariah, the origin of Harbinger, plus the shocking ending of the century.
Okay. So nothing about Wildcat. Gotcha.
No. Yeah, still nothing about
Wonderful. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Crisis on Infinite Earths.